There is some misinformation going around about week one ratings for the NFL. I know. It's a shocker, right? Misinformation. We spent the entire summer busting through disinformation the media and others were promoting about ratings for the NBA playoffs. If you search for NFL ratings right now, you're gonna be confused. I was confused. NFL ratings are surging, NFL ratings are declining. Depending on which site that you're looking at, the NFL's either in trouble and decline, or the NFL's bouncing back. There are even some other channels here on YouTube touting the NFL's supposed declining ratings. Here's the problem, though. They are cherry-picking their data. The NFL could not have asked for better results for week one, both on the field and in terms of television ratings. They started the week off strong, Cowboys Bucks. I saw some claim that credit for that strong rating should go to the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys always bring in strong ratings. Really, really. While that is true most of the time, explain why the season opener on Sunday Night Football last season, Cowboys Rams, was the lowest debut for NBC in 10 years. We are about to bust through the myth of these so-called declining NFL ratings. I'm going to show you where ratings actually did dip over the weekend. Then I'm going to show you where, the most part, the NFL actually saw an increase in ratings. The NFL saw declines in two time slots over the weekend, two out of seven. They saw a 7% decline from last season for Sunday Night Football, which, come on. That was to be expected. Last season featured the Cowboys, like I mentioned a second ago, a huge draw for the NFL. This past Sunday night, we had Rams Bears. Now, while the NFL is not nearly as reliant on teams and players as a league like the NBA is, it still does have a little bit of an impact. The Rams are not a big team nationally. Hell, the Rams are not even a major team in Los Angeles. Look at the two quarterbacks we had Sunday night. Matt Stafford, been playing in Detroit his entire career, and then Andy Dalton, leader of the bum squad. The Bears suck. Everyone expects the Bears to suck. The game was a blowout, so a 7% drop in ratings isn't all that unexpected. The other time slot that the NFL saw a decrease was in the early window on Sunday afternoon, mainly on Fox. But look at the reason why. Fox made the wise decision to show 50% of the country Eagles at Falcons. The Falcons don't even draw in Atlanta. Matt Ryan is the most overrated quarterback in the league. It boggles my mind how Arthur Blank and the Falcons have tied themselves to Matt Ryan for over a decade. This dude is nothing but a disappointment every year. Traditionally, the Eagles are a strong team nationally. They do perform in the ratings, but expectations are low for Philadelphia this season. Eagles Falcons was going up against Vikings Packers last season. Ratings were down 17%, just 11 million viewers, one of the least viewed games of the weekend. Those are the two time slots that some people are focusing on when they say NFL ratings are declining. But check out the rest of the weekend. For the first time that I can remember, the NFL ran a doubleheader Sunday afternoon. Now, you figure that would split their audience. Normally, they run a doubleheader for the 1 p.m. games, then show the late game unopposed on either Fox or CBS. That's what they did last year with Saints Bucks. Tampa New Orleans in the late window last year drew nearly 26 million viewers on Fox. The doubleheader Sunday, Packers Saints, Browns Chiefs, combined for almost 36 million, an increase of 10 million viewers over last season. The doubleheader did not split the audience, it actually increased the audience. Monday Night Football, over 15 million viewers, the highest ratings for an NFL opener on ESPN since 2013. In terms of minutes viewed, the NFL had its best weekend in 5 years. 23.2 billion minutes were spent watching the NFL from Thursday to Monday. But let's be fair. Let's be fair for a second. All summer, when I talked about NBA ratings, I always compared them to 2019. 2020 was an outlier year. The NBA was holding the playoffs in September and October, going up against the NFL and college football. The media kept comparing ratings for 2021 to 2020, but I didn't think that was fair. Here on the channel, we made the more fair comparison to 2019. So we're going to do the same thing with the NFL. 2020 was an outlier year for the NFL too. No fans, the constant schedule shuffling with the COVID. So let's be fair. Let's compare week one ratings to 2019. Compared to 2020, week one ratings for the NFL in total were up 7%. They averaged 17.4 million viewers per game. The NBA would kill for that number. Major League Baseball would kill for that number. 17.4 million viewers a game. Compared to 2019, the NFL's up 9.5%. All of this talk about declining NFL ratings is nothing but propaganda. It's a myth. Like I said, the NFL could not have asked for a better opening weekend, both on and off the field. There was even less backlash than I expected with the dueling national anthems. The promotion of social justice was less in your face than I thought it was going to be. Watching on Sunday, it felt like a return to normalcy. We're going to continue to monitor ratings for the NFL the rest of the season and see if they can maintain this momentum. I was reading an article on Deadline on NFL ratings right before I started recording. As you guys know, Deadline sucks. One of the worst media sites. They were talking about the supposed declining NFL ratings, and they mentioned Sunday Night Football this week, Chiefs-Ravens. There was one line in the article. It said something to the effect of, "We'll see if Chiefs-Ravens can hold up this week, going up against the Emmy Awards." I can promise you, the NFL doesn't have anything to worry about competing against the Emmy Awards. These woke award shows have been tanking in the ratings all year. The ESPY Awards on ESPN this summer were disastrous. The VMAs the other night on MTV, which used to be a ratings juggernaut, drew 700,000 viewers. Grammys, down. I don't know if there's anything that can compete with the NFL in terms of ratings, but I know for sure the Emmys are not competition. All right, time to let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on the NFL's ratings for week one. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.